again. It is Friday, August 16th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with, what are we at, 81 days? Somebody get my countdown up on the screen. What the hell are you doing back there? 81 days till the presidential election. And this show is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your continued support shopping there, getting great products, and keeping this show on the air in this important election cycle. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris had a campaign today. Ended not too long ago. And this is actually incredible. Now, yesterday I explained why the no tax on tips was such an important thing. The last 2 days I've been explaining why the Trump press conferences, interviews, are not necessarily for his base. Now, I explained why the tax on tips was so important yesterday. Now I'm going to show you the evidence of what I'm talking about when it comes to the press conferences and the interviews, not necessarily being for the base, but for the undecided voter and the moderate. And I'm going to show you proof that it's working. But what about Kamala Harris? What about her policy platform that she said she's going to launch next week at the DNC and starting to get into now? This is crazy. This is absolutely insane. The big joke is, when is Kamala Harris going to come out and come out on the stage during a rally and wear a red hat that says "Make America Great Again"? So she steals no tax on tips. Then she's running on border security. Today during her rally, which was a tiny attendance, folks, we're talking like 150 people at a high school gymnasium. I mean, this thing was tiny. The whole hype, everything is already petering out. Now, they'll have another big rally and they'll get some other performing artist or musician or whatever to perform beforehand. Taylor Swift is obviously what they're drooling over. Maybe they get it, maybe they don't, but that's the only way they can attract a crowd at this point. We're talking 200 people max at Raleigh, North Carolina for a Harris rally today. I mean, this thing was tiny. Because you notice, they're not sharing images of the crowd today, are they? No. No. Mm-mm. Remember all those Democrat operatives on X that were sharing the images of her rally sizes? Remember that? Oh, not happening today. Remember all the mainstream legacy news outlets showing you videos with the huge crowds at her rallies? Oh, you're not seeing that today, are you? No, she couldn't even fill a high school gymnasium today. Should have hired a musician, Kamala, or maybe a magician. But, okay, tiny rally. Now, she is bringing up the increased cost of goods the day after Trump does it. Now, again, for Trump, this makes sense. He's running against the current administration. For Harris, it doesn't make any sense. It's never been seen before in U.S. political history. She's running against the current administration, which she's a part of. Number two. And she's going through the price increases on goods. What? Now, I've got the video, and if you remember from the press conference yesterday, Trump laid out a bunch of goods on the table with the price increases and graphs. And he shot another video explaining it. Now Kamala Harris is doing that. So, okay, with 81 days till the election, what do we think, guys? Are we 10, 11 days away from Kamala Harris walking onto the stage at her rally in a red cap that says MAGA and a blue coat with a red tie? How far are we from that?
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are going to lay out a bunch of very important things with 81 days till the election. Now, I'll show you the tiny Kamala Harris rally today in North Carolina. I'll show you, folks, this is just unbelievable. I mean, at this point, maybe Trump tries to troll her, because if you recall earlier, I think it was this week or it was last week, Trump had a rally. And he says no tax on tips at his rally. The very next day, Harris has a rally and says no tax on tips. Yesterday, Trump has a press conference, and he lays out the increased prices, specifically on food. Now, today, Kamala has a rally, and she's talking about the increased prices on food. So again, soon Kamala is going to be doing the blonde hair, the comb over. Actually, they did dye her hair blonde. So soon she's going to be doing the comb over. She's going to put on a red hat. She's going to wear a blue suit with a red tie. Come into her rallies to Lee Greenwood. I mean, this is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous at this point. So I'll play those back to back. But there's some other things that we're going to cover today that are also very important. I'm going to show you the evidence, because I've talked about how these rallies and press conferences and interviews are not necessarily for Trump's base. Because you see a bunch of people, you see a bunch of Trump supporters, right-wingers, complaining about Trump. Oh, he's not doing enough for us. He needs to do more for us. It's a whole thing. Some of you might be aware of it. Some of you might not. I'm not getting involved. But I'm sure you've seen that. And I've been telling you not to worry about that. He should already have that. He should already have that vote. He should have already earned that vote just based off common sense and political pragmatism. But that these interviews, these press conferences, they are for the undecided voter, the moderate, or even the liberal. And I've got proof today that these tactics, this strategy is working. It is working. So I'll show you that. Now, there's something that could have a major implication on this 2016 election. And look, I suppose that we always need to have the context. I suppose that we always have to have the understanding, the framing. And this is what I got into yesterday with my updated 270 to win interactive map and Trump's path to victory. Are we really up against a campaign? Are we really up against policies? Or are we just outright up against cheaters? Are we just outright up against election fraud? Well, I would argue that it's both. And I think that's where too big to rig comes into play. And in the too big to rig formula, we have to convert leftist, Democrat, liberal voters, and we have to win over the undecided voters. So what's happening? What's happening is You've just had Bernie Sanders do an interview talking about how they stole two straight primaries from him. Now, Bernie voters have been disenfranchised in two straight presidential elections. I'm not saying they're going to be Trump voters. I'm just saying these are disenfranchised Democrat voters. And I don't really know if they're enthusiastic for Kamala, and I don't really know if that enthusiasm will last. And I think that this Sanders interview is going to be a bit of a punch in the face and a reminder that the Democrats have stolen three straight primaries. And in fact, this most recent go around, you have a nominee that didn't even get a single vote. I think this has an impact. I think this has an impact. And you had Nicole Shanahan, RFK Jr.'s vice president pick. Nicole Shanahan releases what's like a short documentary. And I'm going to be playing both of these things back to back, the Bernie interview and then this short documentary. And Nicole Shanahan, in this short documentary, it documents how the Democrats steal primaries and rig primaries. Now, RFK Jr. might only be pulling it, let's say, 5%, maybe 9% at best. Well, that's not an insignificant number in a tight election. Not insignificant at all. And in fact, it's more significant that he tried to run as a Democrat, and I would say most Kennedy supporters probably lean left, probably more classical liberal or classical Democrat. So these things are not insignificant with 81 days till the election, and I'm just begging the Trump campaign to cut this deal with RFK Jr. I'm just begging them. And I don't know if now is the time. I would wait. I'd wait till, I mean, you can kind of time it out how you want, but I would probably time it out around a debate, maybe right before or after, depending on what kind of headline control you want. Or if you want maximum momentum, do it after all the debates and closest to the election, like an October surprise type thing. But this is just so obvious to me at this point. And he's just been given a second chance because the Harris team rejected him. Cut the deal with RFK Jr. Take his endorsement and give him a cabinet position. What do you even have to lose? Nothing. Nothing. But we're going to play that short documentary, The Big Cheat. The Big Cheat. So they can't hide this. So the Democrats can run around saying, protect democracy, party of democracy, Trump a threat to democracy. Except that's not the narrative. The narrative is they stole it from Bernie Sanders two straight election cycles, and then they just nominated Kamala Harris without a single vote, as the DNC set to begin next week, with probably big protests in the streets, and who knows what else is going to happen. And of course, it was Kamala herself, when she was a senator, who went to the Senate and would do a display about how voting machines can be rigged and hacked. That was Kamala Harris. She then also gave speeches about how we only need to have paper ballots. Where did that Kamala go? Where is that Kamala Harris today? I wonder. I wonder. So we've got all of that and more coming up today. But Kamala Harris is starting to announce some of her policies. Now, basic economics is tough. And I actually don't say that facetiously. It is kind of tough, actually. And some things about basic economics are even counterintuitive. Like, we're going to have price fixing, or we're going to raise the minimum wage, or, oh, okay, that'll be good for the economy. Not necessarily. It's counterintuitive. But this is what Kamala Harris is proposing now. Kamala Harris unveils economic plan, including a whopping $1.7 trillion in handouts and a federal ban on grocery store price gouging. Now, here's your basic economics formula. If you set a price limit on anything, if you set a price limit on a good, and the price limit on that good is X, and then the price to produce that good is Y. Now, if X is greater than Y, the economy works. If Y is greater than X, the economy shuts down. And so, therefore, you cannot have, it has to be fluid. These two X and Y variables have to be variables. They have to work together. So, under Kamala Harris's plan to freeze X, the minute Y is bigger than X, the economy shuts down, and that good is no longer available. So it sounds nice. I'm going to put a price freeze on beef and bread. Well, okay. If the price to produce beef and bread is higher than the price of which it can be sold, then guess what? There's no beef and bread. That's how that goes. And that's how it will go. And that's how it has gone. And so that's why Kamala Harris's economic plan is so dangerous. And that's why it's so stunning that we're even talking about it as if it's not just a good idea, but could ever work. So what's the problem? The average Kamala Harris voter probably doesn't understand this. They probably don't understand this basic equation. So, hey, sounds nice. I'm going to freeze the price of that good at X. Well, that works for me. I'll be able to afford it now. Well, if the cost of producing that good, Y, is greater than the cost of selling it X, then guess what? You no longer have that good. And what goes into these costs, by the way? What goes into these costs? Because you understand her economic plan will also increase the costs. When you clamp down on energy, and when you raise taxes on corporations, well, guess what it costs to produce goods? Guess the formulas that go into that. Well, the cost of energy, the cost of taxes. So not only does the concept of freezing the cost of a good, X, inherently not work, when part of your economic plan is to increase the production costs, Y, you are literally setting yourself up for economic collapse. Total economic collapse. Now, is Kamala Harris actually going to execute this if she becomes president? Is she just saying this to her low IQ voters that just want to embrace this idea of communism, can't even understand how it'll make their life worse? I don't know, but if you take Kamala Harris at her word and you take Kamala Harris with her policy that she's going to do it seriously, then this country is cooked, baby. Done. You think the price of goods is high now? The grocery store shelves will be empty. They'll be empty. And you know, it kind of hit me the other night when I went to the grocery store. And I guess now we're just used to the higher grocery bill. Biden Harris administration increased our grocery bills about 25%, but now it's kind of just staying there. It's not going up anymore. Went up about 25-30%, but now it's froze at that number, and you're kind of just used to it. And I'm going to get groceries, and I'm thinking about that. But then I'm thinking, you know what, though? As much as it sucks, and we know that our grocery bills can go back down, we know we can fix this, we know we can bring these bills down by lowering the cost of production and energy and taxes and everything else, we can get these things back down. You know, at least the shelves are still full. At least the shelves are still full. At least I still have options. Won't be the case with Kamala Harris's economic plan. Shelves will not be stocked. You won't have options. They'll be gone. But here it is. So this was just part of Trump's display yesterday. And he had it all laid out at the press conference as well. And he was shooting videos beforehand. And he just showed certain goods, the price increase. He had the graph on it. This was from Trump's press conference yesterday, clip 21.
Look at this. This is the cost of food. This is the cost of your basics. Every single thing is up. Eggs up 48%. Cookies up 27%. Look at what's going on. Butter up 31%. And this is just the beginning. It's a disaster.
So again, there's a whole longer form. He lays all these things out on the table. He has the graphs, the price increases, everything else. Now, this is a smart campaign strategy for Donald Trump, and it's an honest campaign strategy for Donald Trump. He's running against the current administration. He's running against the economic policies that caused these prices to increase. But then there's Kamala Harris. She is a part of this administration. Her policies are what caused the price increase. And now she's running against them? She's running against herself. She's running against her own policies. She's running against the current administration that she's a part of. This is Kamala Harris today. Today in clip 17.
As president, I will take on the high costs that matter most to most Americans, like the cost of food. We all know that prices went up during the pandemic when the supply chains shut down and failed. But our supply chains have now improved. And prices are still too high. A loaf of bread cost 50% more today than it did before the pandemic. Ground beef is up almost 50%.
I don't even know what you say to that. It's never before seen in American politics. She's running against the current administration that she's a part of. She's running against the current economic policies that she's promoted. Kamala Harris is strawmanning herself during a rally. Never before seen. Never before seen. Because normally what happens if you're the incumbent or you're the party in power, and Kamala is basically the incumbent, she's the vice president, you're running on the success of your administration. You're running on the success of your policies. She's up there running on the failures. She's up there pitting herself against the current administration and its failures. Are there enough low IQ voters to fall for that? Or is this one too obvious? Is this the most ridiculous thing ever? How do people not hear that and think, wait a second, the prices went up? She even says, after the pandemic, aka after Trump's presidency, she might as well just say, after Biden and I got into the White House, prices went up. If I become president, we'll bring them back down. Your vice president, they went up. I mean, really? Do the 150 people at her high school gymnasium rally today not get that? Do they just take that in? Yeah, when's she going to talk about fracking? When I guess she has talked about she wants to bring back Obamacare. She hasn't leaned into it too much, but she's talked about she wants to bring back Obamacare without saying Obamacare, because Obamacare doesn't pull well. So she'll find a new way of packaging it with her policy. She'll just say free health care for all or something like that. But I got to say, that's Twilight Zone stuff right there. That's Clown World stuff right there. Usually the party in power, usually the incumbent, is running on the success of their policies, not Kamala Harris. She's running against the failures of her own policies. And this is her strategy. And she's taking what Trump says 24 hours before and then injecting it into her rallies. Whether it's no tax on tips or whether it's the increased price of goods at the grocery store. Now, the beautiful thing is it sets up Trump perfectly. Because you have Kamala Harris running against herself. So, you know, you really don't even have to respond to this. There's no other way to phrase that. She's running against herself. She's not running on the success of her administration or her policies. She's running against the failures of her administration and policies. So in a way, it's almost like can't be any better for Trump. But now you find a way. See, you have to find a way. I mean, I'd be running ads just like what we saw in that video he put up on TikTok and on his social media accounts. Trump's already dominating these spectrums. We don't need Trump ads on social media. It's fine. It's great. He's got people already doing his bidding there. These ads need to be running on television. They need to be running on local news. They need to be running during local sporting events, whatever popular TV shows, whatever it is. That's when these ads need to be running. They need to be running during the NFL preseason football games. What does the average American do on a Friday night if they're watching TV at home? What does the average American do on a Wednesday night if they're watching TV at home? Are they watching local news? Are they watching a ball game? Are they watching a football game? Are they watching a high school football game, a college football game? That's where these ads need to be targeted. And it's exactly what you just did. And you just lay it all out. And I think the visual representation is even more powerful. And Trump's a big fan of that. You just lay it all out on the table. It's like ground beef, eggs, bacon, bread. And you lay it all out on the table. And you put the graph right there. You walk right by it. You show it. And you say, look at the increase in these basic goods since Kamala Harris got into the White House. And so now when Kamala Harris is out there campaigning, people hear that and they think, wait a second, Kamala, you did that. You're running against the price increase. You caused the price increase. So that's Trump's next move. But what will Kamala Harris steal from Trump next? The blonde hair, the red hat, the blue suit? We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood Greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible. And it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, a million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. But at the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
A loaf of bread cost 50% more today than it did before the pandemic. Ground beef is up almost 50%.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Maybe that's the ad. Maybe that's all you need. Speaking of a good laugh, actually, it's maybe not so funny, because I did consider this. Can Kamala Harris turn Texas blue? Now, the only way they can turn Texas blue would be in Harris County, Houston, where the most corruption in Texas exists. They can't do it really in Austin. They don't really have enough population here or probably even enough corruption. Dallas, I don't think so, with kind of the split county area, a lot of conservatives still up there. But Houston, Harris County, that's the Democrat corruption stronghold with a huge population. So I considered it. Could the Democrats turn Texas blue in 2024? Problem is, the big Democrats down there, the local Democrats down there, they are just rife in corruption and scandal right now. And one of their big guys just got busted for election fraud. So I think they're cooked. I think they're cooked in Harris County. I don't think they can steal it bigger than Texas. So, no, I do not think Kamala Harris can turn Texas blue. So I'm going to say no to that fake Newsweek headline. But I laid out what I think Trump's path to victory is already, and that was yesterday. Now, let me just tell you here. In the next hour, I'm going to show you that there is a narrative building that is going to hurt the Democrat Party that they cannot avoid, and they've done it to themselves. How they cheat and steal during the primary process, specifically for this case, but then tell you they're the party of democracy and protecting democracy. I don't know if this one works. I think they have set themselves up for a major fall here, but I'll explain why coming up in the next hour. Now, let's get into how Trump reaching to the middle, Trump doing interviews and press conferences to bring in the undecided voter is working. And so you see a bunch of claptrapping from far right wingers, the dissident right, some of Trump's base even complaining about things. And I've just tried to explain, remain steady, understand this part of the campaign, this part of the process is not for you. He's banking on your vote, and quite frankly, I think it's a safe bet to make. Now, if you want to be petulant and decide you're not going to vote for Donald Trump because of X, Y, or Z, then that's on you. And that's fine. But I've explained, this part of the process is to get the undecided voter, to get the moderate voter, or even to get the liberal voter. And it's working, ladies and gentlemen. And it's working, and I've got the proof. But perhaps before we get to that, this is what people are saying about Kamala Harris on the ground, specifically dealing with the open borders and the economic issues. Here a lady gets emotional when she finds out, as she has to make a financial decision to save her business or start a new business, she has a transaction with a non-citizen who, guess what, gets stuff for free. She gets emotional explaining it here in clip 11.
I need this message to go out to our vice president, who's running for president. I have heard all over social media about, excuse me if I say anything wrong, immigrants getting loans, money. It was hard for me to believe. It was just extremely hard for me to believe. I've been in business such a long time. Back in 2019, I purchased my first food truck. It cost me over $25,000. I paid it cash money. I worked hard to pay for this truck.
That's that Trump economy.
I'm now selling it because I'm doing other things, but I'm selling it. I had a guy come to look at purchasing my vehicle or my food truck. And he explained to me he's an illegal immigrant. He has no credit. He has no money in the bank. But he showed me his paperwork that he will receive funds to purchase my food truck. I'm thankful that he's buying it. But I'm hurt that I worked so hard to pay cash for my food truck. I have good credit. Can't even get a business loan because of the color of my skin. I have veterans in my family. I'm a veteran. I've been self-employed for so long. But somebody, please tell me, how do I work so hard to have somebody who comes to this country not long, no credit. And he shows me paperwork where they'll be funding him money to buy my food truck. And when I talked to the bank, they told me usually they have to go straight to a dealership because, you know, I'm a private sale.
Now, let me just stop it there for the sake of time. This is so important. The Democrat Party platform is putting non-citizens ahead of you. They're giving them a leg up and a hand up and a handout, treating them as special while you sit on the sideline. And so this country needs to be for Americans. And if there are government benefits, which I'm not for, they need to be for Americans. This isn't a hard concept. So when Trump campaigns about this, when Trump makes an issue of this, what do they say? Oh, he's a racist. Really? Because that's a black woman. When Trump says black jobs, they say he's a racist. Really? That's a black woman. So see, that's what they want. They don't want people to understand what's really going on with this illegal immigration issue. They just want you to think, oh, racist, Republican racist, Trump racist. No, it's about policy that's putting non-citizens, illegal aliens, above American citizens, above law-abiding citizens. Here's another woman calling them out, the streets of New York, clip 13.
I work downtown, right? I'm going to show you how many of them comes outside with the for money. That's one set of people. You see the different kids. Now watch. It should be illegal. Nothing against. I'm going to just keep my comments to myself. But Kamala, bitch, this is why we need a border. Okay? Because they come in here and they.
All right. Cruz just let me down on a Friday. I told him essentially they didn't do it, but it's fine. Everybody love everybody. You get the point. We're out of dump. We're on terrestrial radio and TV, so I can't. I'm out of dump. There were too many cuss words in that. You get the point. It's a woman in New York City saying, this is why we need a border. Too many illegals here getting free stuff. This is all on the Biden-Harris administration. This is all on Kamala Harris. Now she wants to run for president. So look, I get it. The propaganda works on us all. The hype for Kamala, getting out all these celebrities and paid endorsements and everything else and all the hype, it's fine. That's what's happening on the street, folks. It ain't working. It's not working here.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now, remember what I told you, that the interviews and press conferences are not for you, per se. They're for the undecided voter, for the moderate, and even the liberal. And what else did I say? I said, remember that when Trump does these interviews and sounds very sane and keeps things on a level, the undecided voter, the moderate voter, even the liberal voter will see that, hear that, watch that, and then go watch the media's coverage of it and have a paradigm shift. Both of these things are happening. Here's the proof.
I used to be a far left extremist, and now I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. First thing that started to make me want to leave the left was I'd watched a Trump press conference and I watched it thoroughly. And then the next day, I remember watching my usual news, CNN and similar news outlets, and seeing them spin, twist, and take things out of context. And as somebody that watched the press conference, I knew that he didn't say those things. I've always been pretty anti-establishment and wanted to vote for people that would represent the everyday working person. And I was fooled, like a lot of people, into thinking that that was the Democrat Party. Upon doing more research, I found out that the richest people in the world, like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, all of those gigantic people, all donate to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party wants you to think that they are anti-establishment and they're for the little people. The real party that's against government interference and anti-establishment, anti-corporation, a lot of people are not gonna like this. It's Republicans. When I was super far left, I made a small critique of Joe Biden and everybody attacked me, like everybody. I was for Joe Biden at the time, but because I had made a small critique, I had people that didn't want to be my friend anymore because I didn't agree with 100% of what Joe Biden was doing. And they jumped down your throat for every little thing and then run around promoting tolerance. But they're intolerant to everything that they disagree with. I started to notice that a lot of my far left friends and far left people in general want everybody around them to walk on eggshells. So what I mean by that is they kind of make themselves minorities, and they're not. Between the crazy pronouns and all of those types of things. They want people to be uncomfortable around them. They want that attention so badly that oftentimes they're abusive to the people around them. In general, the Democratic Party tends to promote anything goes behavior, which to me is straight up demonic. They say you don't have to be a human being, you can be a cat. A grown man, if he's wearing red lipstick and doesn't otherwise present as a woman, is allowed in the bathroom with like little girls. Democratic Party pushes you can do anything you want and everybody else needs to conform to that. And that's not good for society. We as humans need structure. So saying that you can,
right, I'm going to cut into this early and then play the second follow-up clip proving my point yet again. And I chose these two clips specifically because that's a white woman normally wouldn't vote for Trump. And then, or better to say, normally wouldn't vote Republican. And the next is a black man normally wouldn't vote Republican. This is a paradigm shift. But here's one more thing I should add before I go to the second clip. This is why I'm constantly up here promoting for you, a conservative, Republican voter, Trump supporter, American patriot, whatever you want to classify yourself as. I don't like putting anybody in a box. This is why I'm up here promoting to you sanity, calmness, and being the best person you can be. Because when people like that, far leftists that had all these ideas and beliefs, when they start to have their awakening, we have to be there. We have to be consistent. We have to be the change we want to see in the world. We have to be the image, the presentation of decency and common sense and production and health and wisdom. So that when they have this awakening and they open their eyes and they start to look around and they're saying, gee, you know, I look at these lefties, they're like psychotic. Look over here at my conservative friends and Republicans and Trump supporters that they kept calling all these names, but actually these people seem totally normal, really nice actually, and healthy. We have to be those people. We have to be those people. But did you hear that? So there's the paradigm shift. This part of the campaign is for them, and it's working. Here's another example in clip 10.
What's up, y'all? So I said, let me just get on here real quick because I want to tell you about something. I watched this press conference that Donald Trump did today, and I deliberately stayed for the entire thing. I said, let me listen to the whole thing. And I got to tell you, in my opinion, I thought it was actually a very good press conference for him. And it was contrary to what the presentation is that we typically see of a Donald Trump presser or rally. Like, he was like, I'd say like 90% of it was just like really on point. Like, I don't agree with everything the man says at all, but I can say that he spoke directly to the issues, especially the issues that I care about as not only a black man, but just as a person living in America in this horrible economy, the horrible state that we are in right now. And, you know, what it was kind of different because it was like he was very, like, welcoming. He was reserved. He dealt directly with the questions that were asked of him, and he was even like welcoming like to the press. And so I was like, damn. When he was done, I remember saying to myself, I wonder how the media is gonna paint this presser. And like clockwork, the blog sites, like Baller Alert, World Star, The Shade Room, and all of like legacy media, they started putting out the hit pieces, boy. They started painting the rally as it's some hate-filled, incoherent psychobabble. And, you know, if you're a person that cares anything about objectivity and just critical thinking, I think we should all be able to agree that we have to dig deeper for ourselves and do our own research in order to find out exactly what's going on. Because as it is right now, we can't trust the media, and we're being spoon-fed our opinions, not only by legacy media, but sadly by the professional managerial class. We have a lot of popular black folks out there who are getting on social media and on the news media, and they're shaming. They're trying to shame you into falling in line. And that's not something I agree with. Now, you can vote for whoever you want to vote for, Democrat, Republican. At the end of the day, I understand that as black people, we're not a monolith. And I would never judge anyone or shame them for what they decide to do with their vote. But before you make these decisions on these candidates, you have a responsibility to dig deeper and find out all you need to know about their policy. Don't allow people to trigger you.
So it goes on. So I bring the proof of what I'm talking about, that this part of Trump's campaign is reaching out to the undecided voter, the moderate, or even the liberal. And it's working. And also that what Trump is initiating here is a paradigm shift. When somebody tunes in to a press conference or an interview and then sees the media's response and says, whoa, that's not what I saw, that's not what I witnessed, if they'll lie about this, what else have they lied about? It's working. It's working. And I would also say to this audience, I would also say to the listener, as we're in some choppy seas right now, I would also say that you should be proud. This is a moment for us to be proud. This is not a moment for us to start engaging in infighting and pointing fingers and making demands and looking for purism. This is our time for victory, and we are winning. We were right. Other Americans are starting to see that. They're joining our side. Our numbers are growing. We are winning. We need to keep this momentum going forward. Doesn't mean we all see things the same. Doesn't mean we all don't have the same number one issue. Doesn't mean there aren't things we can hash out down the line. But now is the time to stay steadfast, keep your eye on the prize, and realize we are winning. We have been right. We are winning. So there's the proof of what I'm talking about, and then there's my message. Now is the time where we have to show we are the sane people, we are the healthy people, we are the common sense people, we are the happy people, so they can have that juxtaposition in their life of us versus a lefty. And also now is the time where we don't try to scuttle the momentum we're gaining. We lean into it and we say, we're glad we were right. We were proven right. And now other people are seeing it. And Trump's campaign strategy is working. It's working. If the goal is victory, which is what we need on November 6th.
I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products. that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, vitamin C, vitamin infusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.